Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu tahrimi taswir al-hayawani fi bisatin aw hajarin aw thubin aw dirhamin aw dinarin aw wisadatin wa ghayri dhalik. Wa tahrimi ittikhadi as-suwari fi ha'itin wa saqfin wa sitrin wa amamatin wa thubin wa nahwiha wal amri bi itlafi as-surati. The chapter on the prohibition of making images of living things, taking pictures, making images of living things on rugs, stones. In other words, these images are now made on rugs, made on stones, made on clothes, made on dirhams, made on cushions, made on dinars, made on pillows, etc. The prohibition of forming images on walls, roofs, curtains, turbans, clothes, etc. And the command to obliterate images. When we do this chapter, we'll see that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was very, very firm as far as images are concerned, as far as pictures are concerned. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was very strict. Unfortunately, in today's time and age, you find that this thing has become something that has become very relaxed, very acceptable in society. And as we go through the various ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we'll find that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was extremely strict, extremely Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would get extremely upset when his family would do it, or he would see these type of images that are being placed. So here he teaches us something that we don't take it lightly. What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam took seriously, we take seriously. So therefore, this is not something that should be taken lightly. Sometimes a person may have, for example, a newspaper, and on the newspaper there's pictures of it. Pictures here we're talking about animate objects. Animate means living. Either it's a human being, or it's an animal, or it even may be a bird or something. But there may be a big picture that's there on the newspaper, and it's lying on the couch, it's lying on the coffee table, and a person thinks nothing of it and he goes to sleep. Here we'll find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave us such strict warnings. So like that you'll find even statues and other type of images where forms have been created of living things. This also is impermissible. And one thing we learn from here is that what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left mutlaq, he has left general, we also leave it general. You'll find that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't create a distinguish, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't distinguish between digital and non-digital pictures, between images that are completely sculptured and non-sculptured. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left it in general. So therefore the intelligent thing for us to do is leave it in general as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left it. It's not very difficult. It's not difficult at all. In fact, if a person has this policy, he'll be very particular and very careful that he doesn't get involved in any type of picture making. And he sees any picture lying there, for example, a newspaper or a magazine. He sees it. It's very easy. He'll cover it, or he'll take it and he'll put it away. But a person won't leave it lying around, or person himself won't draw it or take it. Why? Because he knows that this is impermissible. Like that, the person also won't stand and pose for a photo. He won't pose for his selfie. A person won't be comfortable that pictures be taken of him. Why? Because he can see and he listens from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very, very strict about this. If that's the right word to use, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would get upset when this was done in front of him or when his family would do it. So the first hadith for today, عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الذين يصنعون هذه الصور يعذبون يوم القيامة يقال لهم أحيوا ما خلقتم متفق عليه. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, those who make images will be punished on the day of Qiyamah. They will be told, bring life to what you have created. You created this image, now you bring life to it. Now a person will never be able to bring life. Allah is the only one that gives life, and Allah is the only one that gives death. So what a punishment will be given to this person. So here, as we explained, it refers to, the prohibition refers to images of animate objects such as human beings, animals, birds, fish, etc. As it is permissible to draw or create images of inanimate objects such as trees. There's no problem. A person draws a tree, who has a picture of a tree, has a frame of a building, a tree, rivers, ocean. There's so much of beauty that can be, that's allowed. Why do we not need to do those things or display those things that are disallowed? The hadith provides severe warning for the makers of animate images, whether they are hand-drawn, whether they are photographs from a camera or digital photography. Ulama explain that if a person makes images of inanimate objects with the intention of imitating Allah as the creator, he wants to imitate Allah. Like how Allah is the creator, I also want to be the creator. This is his niyat. Now here a person will become a disbeliever, because now this is kufr. That Allah Ta'ala's quality, which is unique to Allah Ta'ala of creating, you want to be like that. Now this is a very deliberate thing where a person is doing it. He wants to be like Allah Ta'ala in that sense. Where a person is just doing it without having that intention, then this is a big guna. But where a person is going to another level now and he wants to be like Allah Ta'ala in terms of creating, then now this leads to kufr. If one does so without this intention, he will be a flagrant sinner, a person that is involved in sin. Because he imitated Allah Ta'ala's attribute of being the creator, he will be reprimanded by being commanded to place life into it. Now you place life to it on the day of Qiyamah, he will obviously not be able to do so, and he will be punished in the year after. We'll do one more hadith. An Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, قَدِمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِنْ سَفَرٍ وَقَدْ سَتَرْتُ سَهْوَةً لِي بِقِرَامٍ فِيهِ تَمَاثِيلٍ فلما رآه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تلون وجهه وقال يا عائشة أشد الناس عذابا عند الله يوم القيامة الذين يضاهون بخلق الله قالت فقطعناه فجعلنا منه وسادة أو وسادتين متفق عليه. حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم returned from a journey. Whilst I had covered the porch of my house, the entrance part of a house, with a curtain which had images on it. It had some pictures on it. This curtain had pictures on it, images on it. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw it, his face changed color. He said, oh Aisha. Now imagine, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was rahmatul alameen. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam was the rahmat and mercy to the whole alam. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam was the best anyone could be to their wives, was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And here he was returning from a journey. So it wasn't that he was just coming from outside, it was a journey that he was coming. A far journey means he was coming after long, not that he just went outside and after a few minutes he was coming back in, but he was coming back after long. Generally when a man comes back after long, he's even more softer than he normally is. So this was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming back from a journey, being rahmatul alameen. But when he saw this cloth that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, this curtain that she had put that had images on it, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face changed color. He said, O Aisha, those who will receive the most severest punishment on the day of Qiyamah are those who make things like the creation of Allah Ta'ala. So she said, then justified, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I did it for beauty and it wasn't my intention. Nothing, there's no justification. This is something that we need to learn. When we are told something is wrong and we explain something is wrong, then there shouldn't be any justification. Immediately we correct it. Look at Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She didn't justify it. She goes on to say, we cut it up and we made one or two pillows from it. We use that meat fabric now as cushion and we made it into one or two pillows. So Allah Ta'ala give us also that tawfiq. When we are told not to get involved in this photography, don't get involved in videoing, we don't justify it. Yes, she took that cloth and she cut it up. Something that was valuable. They were not wealthy people. It was for them to cut up a whole piece of cloth that had images, was something that was big. But immediately for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, for the sake of pleasing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, immediately she did it. So we also, when we are told that stay away, be careful, we should be very careful. Look at the words Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used, أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ عَذَابًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The person that will be given the most severest punishment on the day of Qiyamah. Can you imagine, you got so many people that are getting so many different levels of punishment, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is referring here to as the one that is given the most severest punishment is the one that is involved in this imaging, picture making, etc. So may Allah Ta'ala save us, may Allah Ta'ala protect us from this. As we go on, inshallah, we'll explain more and more as far as the harms of photography and as far as the harms and the dangers that has come up with the sudden outburst of photography. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.